It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Aw, yeah!
Rap music is really cool. That's why they say that I am the king of my school. I go to where the Hawks play. I like to go to school every day. My name is Matthew, but I'm not from here. I'm from Mississippi, and that's not near. Steve-O is my friend.
Uh-huh.
This song has come to its end.
Yeah!
You're welcome.
Wow! Pretty impressed.
Thanks, man.
You just threw down a freestyle at 6:10 in the a.m.
I hope Tim was listening.
Mountain Standard Time.
Tim, I hope you were listening.
Steve-O, Mateo with you for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning, everyone. I'm the only one that got any sleep last night.
Man.
Because my enemy Brody kept Steve-O up all night.
Yes, he did. He did. He decided, since last night was such a crazy night, he wanted to keep everybody up. Can we talk about something?
Let's talk about it.
The moon is too big!
The moon is huge and bright.
I don't know if you noticed last night, the blue moon.
Blue moon.
Apparently this only happens once every 19 years.
We learned about it yesterday.
Which is good, because, dude, it was so huge and bright. It's still huge and bright. That's not the sun coming up.
No, that's the moon.
That's the blue moon.
Look at this. This is a photo of the blue moon. Somebody captured it, and it's kind of purple looking.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
It's so bright, though.
But yeah,
I couldn't sleep. Bright.
I felt like they were filming a movie outside my bedroom because it was just bright all night. Crazy lights.
Okay, well, check this out. The next blue moon will not take place until 2015.
2015?
Yep.
That's not 19 years from now.
No, who told us 19 years? That's what we read yesterday,
that's
right?
That's what we read. Somebody lied to me.
Been lying to me, and I don't like it.
And like all crazy moons.
Crazy moon.
It makes people do crazy things.
I know. I literally saved the city last night, and I can't talk about it.
Is that why you weren't up for Brody? Because you weren't even really home?
I can't talk about it.
Okay.
I shouldn't have even said anything.
All right. Yep.
You guys need more skyscrapers, though. I'll say that.
You know when you're so tired that you just start thinking outlandish things like, man, I'm too old for this. Why did we have another baby?
I can literally tell you I've never thought that. I've never had that thought ever. Why do we have another baby?
But it was up all night crying.
I have had
this
thought.
It was the blue moon.
I have thought, why did they have another baby? Especially when Brody is like threatening me.
Yeah, truth. It is Wednesday morning. We got a great show for you today. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Comics Corner.
Ooh.
Brand new segment to this here morning party.
Y'all don't even know about that.
I'm just saying, 8 o'clock, you don't want to miss it. Brought to you in part by Astro Zombies. So you got to make sure you check it out. It's coming up.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, it's Dean from Silver City.
Hey!
So I was thinking after I got off the phone with you guys yesterday.
Yeah.
I think maybe I could get a theme song when I call in, you know? Something.
No.
You know,
no.
It's only fair.
You can't ask for one.
Dang it.
It has to be bestowed upon you.
It's like a nickname. It's like when I was in, I think I was in sixth grade. I tried to get everybody to start calling me Sketch because I drew. I drew a lot. I drew. This was before Sketch meant like.
Yeah.
It's before Sketchy got shortened to Sketch, and everybody's like, "That dude is Sketch," which they started calling me later in college for different reasons. But
so does that mean I just totally ruined my chances of ever getting a theme song?
The moral of the story is you can't give yourself a nickname and you can't give yourself a theme song unless you sing your own theme song to yourself, which I also do.
That's true.
But
he does that regularly.
You have to make that song up.
Yeah.
We can't help you.
Okay. Yeah. I'll work on it.
It's the rules of theme song.
Like if you called us and you were going, "Hey, it's me from Silver City. I'm calling in to talk to my best friends now."
Wow.
Then,
We do have, like, the king of radio here. He lives in a cave. His name is Stever.
Hey.
Hey, Stever.
Hey.
Actually, if you're good enough in baseball, you can pick your own theme song.
Oh, really?
For your walk-up.
Oh, that's true.
Your walk-up
You do
song.
Pick your own theme song for baseball.
Well, I will never be good at baseball, so I don't have to worry about
Are you good at baseball, Silver City?
No, nah.
Okay.
I'm with you, friend.
Hey, did you know that my mom was born in Silver City?
Good.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's where I was born also.
Yes, yes way.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if I've told you that before or not.
So.
Yep.
Anyway, hey, so I was kind of craving some House of Heroes this morning.
We'll make that happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why, what brought it to my mind, but, you know. If you guys could play Lose Control, that'd be awesome.
Oh, I wanted to play in the Valley of the Dying Sun because that's where you live.
No, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to play Lose Control because I want to hear that song.
Well, because I wanted to play Lose Control on the drums, and so it's got a special place in my heart.
Ooh, I'm going to tell Colin you said that.
Wow, Lose Control. Are you trying to make that your theme song? Are you trying?
I'm okay with that.
That's your theme song? That's what he wanted. That's why he told us about the drums.
That's the whole story.
It's not going to happen, Silver City. You don't even get to pick your own name. I'm calling you Silver City.
Yes, we can listen to it.
We will.
All right, I'm down.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Silver City.
Good morning.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
We had another call, but it disappeared.
Oh, and they're back. Static.
Good morning. Hey, I got a Culture Shock song request at some point.
Okay.
And this is in honor because Matt's a man of the South, just like I am.
I am a man of the South.
From the group, of course, Soggy Bottom Boys, A Man of Constant Sorrow.
Yes, dude.
From my wife's favorite movie.
I'm going to admit something, right? You know how you wake up and randomly you have songs stuck in your head? I seriously woke up this morning and I was dragging. And I'm like, as I went down to the river to pray. And I've been singing that all morning. And then you just called in and said that. It freaks me out.
And
now I got to go watch that movie.
Song. See, for me, though, I woke up and it was like, get out of my dreams. Get into my car.
Those are two of the most random songs to wake up singing. Thank you. We will definitely.
So Matt, when can you cut a cover of that?
I know.
Cut a cover of what? Get out of my dreams. Get into my car?
No, Man of Constant Sorrow.
Oh, I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Put it on your to-do list.
To-do. Okay, let me see.
Yeah.
To-do and not the do-do list.
There you go.
No.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
I am a man of constant sorrow.
That's good stuff right there.
I've seen trouble all my
I feel like House of Heroes could do this because they've got like the 7-part harmonies going on.
I just stand there going, I can't sing.
Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning. Welcome to the party.
Hey, it's Niles.
Niles!
Hey, so glad to see you guys still do Way Too Early Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't done that for months. But
dude,
that's
what,
cool.
Wednesday?
Way Too Early Wednesday. Something we did like 7 years ago.
It's dying, Niles.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Summer happened and I slept in.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's
okay. Niles. See?
Okay.
See what happens when you leave your friends behind for
Man,
your dreams.
Man, unreal.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Forgiven.
Could you guys say something for me?
Sure. We could, as long as it's within reason.
What?
Within reason.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe something by Maylene, the Sons of Disaster.
Maybe we could do. How about we play the new Norma Jean? How about we play the new Norma Jean?
Oh, gosh. It's too early in the morning for new Norma Jean.
What are you talking about?
I mean, Maylene off their self-titled album.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens there, Niles. You slept through the summer and didn't realize we haven't done that. In months.
But I still love you.
I'm sorry.
We do love you, Niles.
Okay.
All right.
I got it this morning off site because I could do Way Too Early Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, now I feel like we have to do something for you. We don't even. It's not even the same morning show.
No, it's different. This is more.
I don't know if you can tell
by the overly excited crowd noises, but this is a party. Okay.
Oh. And the song. it is perfect for a party.
There you go. All right, maybe we'll do it because I do love rock and roll.
Oh my gosh.
I just, you know. It is Wednesday. Team Awesome Morning Party. New segment to the show coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
It's Comics Corner Nerd Herd. You guys are going to love it.
It's going to be epic.
There's so much stuff happening.
But we can't talk about it yet.
No, we can't. And then, what? Let's see.
We are regulating our nerdiness to a segment on Wednesdays at 8 a.m.
Which means we'll get it.
We got to get it all out there. PS4 had a crazy announcement.
Yep.
This week, I mean,
yep.
Marvel's announced stuff.
Johnny Depp has bad news for his girlfriend. I'm just reading the news on Yahoo.
Oh, man. Coming up, birthday, 6:45. You want to get a birthday shout-out in, you can do so. studio@mystaticradio.com. That's where you email us.
You can email us.
This one's going out to Silver City. The whole city.
The whole thing.
Yeah. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Yep.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
You know what always warns me that trouble's coming?
What?
A snare roll like that at the beginning of the song. I'm like, oh no.
Here comes trouble.
Oh my gosh. Spider's coming.
Speaking of trouble, 505-338-3700.
We'd love for you to call in. It's fun talking with people.
Yeah. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh. Hey, friend.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You know, I got to be honest. I'm a little disappointed this morning.
What's the matter?
We had a solid 8 callers call in already before you, and I always assume you're going to be the first call of the day, and we seriously had, like, buckets of people falling out of trees calling us. That makes sense.
Yeah. Out of trees, yeah. Matthew.
Yeah, I'm working on my computer this morning. I'm doing this thing for one of my classes. It's about what my passion is. I probably said this on air, you know, many times. Something about going into, like, the towing industry where they tow cars.
Uh-huh.
So my teacher's having me do a PowerPoint on it, so.
That's your passion?
Well, yeah, I want to go into the towing industry. I mean, like my friend does, Action Towing. It's a family-operated, not corporate.
Cool.
So, yeah, I mean, it's something I could do. My dad, however, did that back in the day.
Yeah.
So, of course, he could probably teach me the ropes on how to do all the, you know, the paperwork, you know.
Right, right. I mean, who doesn't want to be in the towing business? I mean, am I right?
I don't.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
It's not.
I mean, I guess I just asked that question.
It's not my passion.
Okay.
But I'm proud to say that it is Matthew from Albuquerque's passion.
There you go.
Yeah, and if you guys, I don't know if you guys have known this, but each company, I believe, has a list of prices they have to go by from the NMPRC, from the state.
Yeah?
I've seen those prices, and trust me, those prices are, I mean, those are legit prices. I mean, they're good. I mean, you can make a lot of money off.
All right.
So, I mean, trust me, I mean.
You've really thought about this freshman in high school? Amazing.
Yep, I love it. I mean, it's funny, because if you guys see, some kids these days don't know what they want to do for their future career.
Those crazy kids.
Crazy kids, you 14-year-old.
Yeah, as they say, it's very rare to know what your future career is, you know, when you're, like, my age right now. It's real rare.
It's fantastically
rare. It is.
A lot of times people will change their mind before they're out of high school.
I'm proud of you, Matthew, from Albuquerque.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Hey, no props. What can we play for you?
Oh, let's see. This morning, I don't know if I've heard this one. You guys know anything by Evanescence?
Evanescence.
Not playing that, Matthew. Not doing it.
Why not?
Nope.
Hey, you know what? How about that? Maybe this will change your mind.
Okay.
I'll let you guys pick the song this morning from Evanescence.
All right. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Tomorrow.
All right. We'll
talk
to you later,
buddy.
All right. Bye.
505-338-3700. Look what I found.
Steve-O, turn it off.
I can't! This This yes, is too you funny. Can.
All you gotta do is go whoop and
oh,
it's gone.
Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. Oh, yeah.
Steve only likes it because it's got this pseudo rap in it.
Hey, bro, come on. I like Linkin Park. I'm wearing my red hat for Limp Bizkit because yesterday was Fred Durst's birthday.
That's fine.
Gosh. But
you're listening to Evanescence.
Right you can't now. Bring me down.
Okay, people are tuning in right now saying, what are they doing on at the morning party? Oh,
wake me up.
I apologize to everyone. I'm sorry if you're just tuning in. I want to apologize. I issue a formal apology on behalf of myself and Steve-O, who is in denial.
Matthew from Albuquerque requesting Evanescence this morning.
That's great.
What?
I just wish his passion included better music. I love you, Matthew. I've never met you, but this is not good music.
His passions include towing, though, and that was fantastic.
That kid has his life planned out so well. He's calling other kids kids. He's like, and these kids, they don't know. They don't know.
Oh, he's 14,
by
the
way. You know what? I bet he has an old soul.
He probably does. Sounds amazing. Thank you, Matthew from Albuquerque. Unfortunately, I lost the rest of that song. I don't know where it went.
What happened?
I don't know. It left.
Maybe it went back to where it came from in the early 2000s.
Coming up at 6:45, we got birthdays. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com, but it is 6:30, which means... time for breaking news.
Oh.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Apparently yesterday, a passerby, Dr. Oz, rushed to the aid of a woman who was struck by a cab.
Wow!
Yes. A cab veered off 6th Avenue in Manhattan, New York, and plowed onto the sidewalk Tuesday morning, severing a tourist's leg.
Oh my gosh!
Before she was treated by passersby, including television personality Dr. Oz, and several nearby workers. She was a 23-year-old English tourist. She had her right leg severed below the knee. A cyclist was also hit and had a minor injury to his right knee. Another person present on the scene refused medical attention. It wasn't immediately known what caused the cab to jump the curb, but the official said that he claims to have lost control of the vehicle.
Dude!
Wow. That's intense, man.
That is intense.
Dr. Oz credited a guy named Mr. Justino with saving the day, saying the real hero in this is Plumber Dave. So I assume, yes, he was a plumber working nearby. He was on his coffee break, saw the accident, ran to the lady, saw that her leg was severed, wrapped his belt around her
no
limb, and
way.
Fastened it as a tourniquet. Man, people are still good in this world. It's true. A lot of times we read this stuff, like, okay, for instance, breaking news. I think this actually happened last week, but I saw on, it was like front page CNN
right.
yesterday, 22-year-old Australian guy that's here, or in Oklahoma, on football scholarship or something, baseball scholarship.
I don't want to talk about
he
this.
He went running down, he was running.
Yeah.
And these three teenage kids, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, saw him run past. They were trying to get out of their boredom, and to do that they decided they were going to kill somebody.
Right.
So they chased this guy down, shot him in the back, and then fled in a car.
Yeah.
And they've all been arrested.
They've all
they
been arrested.
They straight up just shot a guy for no reason.
For no reason, and that was the excuse. They were bored. They were trying to get rid of their boredom, so they wanted to murder
yep.
a human being.
So I'm happy to hear
that happened.
I'm happy to hear that these people rushed to the aid of this person in
yeah.
New York. Because,
yeah.
man, I was bummed yesterday when I read that story. It's like, those kids were just bored.
It's okay to be bummed about that. I couldn't, yeah.
They were bored, and they said, what are we going to do? We're going to go kill a person. That's
right.
terrible.
Yeah.
You can't even make fun of that because
no,
it's so
well,
stupid.
Obviously not.
I know. I'm talking out loud.
Oh, okay.
I'm like sitting here trying
well,
to...
Well, usually when people talk, it's out loud.
Well, just thinking to myself out loud. Double stuffed Oreos don't include twice the cream filling.
What? See, I told you. Yesterday we were at the store and you were like, you should get the double stuffed. And I said, no, the regular stuffed is just enough.
My friend, I was pointing towards the mega stuff.
Oh.
You weren't paying attention.
Whatever.
A high school math teacher and his students have revealed that double stuffed Oreos don't actually include twice the cream filling of original cookies.
Oh, man, we're suing.
Dan Anderson, who is a teacher at a high school in Queensbury, New York, launched the experiment, which analyzed various packs of Oreos, which included the mega stuff.
Uh-huh.
And double stuffed packets.
I've never
Anderson
seen mega
bought
stuff.
They're a limited time.
Okay.
Try to point him. Anderson bought one pack of Oreos, Double Stuff, and Mega Stuff to his class where they conducted their tests. He then separated his students into different groups and then began measuring and weighing. They went scientific on Oreos. They came to the conclusion that the bigger Oreos don't possess as much filling as the packaging information suggests. The Double Stuff Oreos actually had 1.86 times the size of normal Oreos.
Oh, that's almost. You're not going to call it Oreo 1.86 stuff.
It's 0.14 less than the double it proclaims to have.
Remember,
we live in a world where a guy walked in a Subway and said, let me see that foot-long sub.
That's
measured
true.
It, and it was only 11 inches. He's like,
true.
I'm not paying for that.
That's true.
Which, you know, whatever. The Mega Oreos only had 2.68 times more cream.
Is this
than
supposed to have
cookies.
Three times?
I don't know. I don't think they... Okay, the cookies packaging don't actually reveal how much cream is in each cookie. However, their titles do suggest they should have about two times the amount. I don't know, man. Megalodon. Well, no, thinking about it, Megalodon was about twice the size of a great white Cacardon cacarius.
No! He was not.
Yes, he
Megalodon was way more than twice the size. Because
see,
if a great white gets to be like 15 to 20 feet, what? Or 25 feet?
The biggest great white Jaws. Ever measured was 21 feet long.
Okay, 21 feet. Jaws was 25.
Megalodon was supposed to be between 50 and 60.
Yeah.
So a little bit over.
That's three
double.
Times there, Mississippi.
Well, they've never seen a 60.
20 like, times never found, 3 is 60.
I think all they found is like the Jaws. So is they're it? Just totally estimating.
You're like double stuffing this megalodon. It's,
I'm just
it's
trying to.
Three
I'm
times.
Mega stuffing the megalodon.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you Mississippi because I know you're still sensitive after yesterday's breaking news reveal.
We found out that in a recent nationwide poll, Mississippi was voted to be the dumbest state. Oh. So then yesterday, a buddy of mine named Reed. Reed, if you're listening, I miss you. He tweeted something. He retweeted something that somebody wrote, and they were like, I can't really add to it, but there's always this. And I don't know if the guy meant this as a joke, or if he...
was trying to be serious?
Yeah, if he was trying to be serious. But it was a picture of all these famous riders from Mississippi. And if you go and you look, there are, like, classic riders from Mississippi. I'm not gonna... It's like John Grisham, William Faulkner, like... For real writers.
Dr. Seuss?
No. But you go back and it's like this double like row thing of all these incredible authors.
Right.
But then the tagline at the top was, yes, we can read, and some of us can write too. Or some of us can even write. And it just sounded like something. Yeah. It was like, no, I'm not stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, sorry, Mississippi.
So I retweeted it. I thought it was pretty funny.
It's okay.
And then I thought, I was like, wait, maybe that was our defense. And then I like...
You're mocking Mississippi's defense.
I'm mocking my home state. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Hey, we know it, though. We know it. We're not those people that walk around. That's why this was so funny to me. It's like, normally we're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
This
I won't call you Mississippi.
Right, breaking. No, I don't care if you do.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, I'm not insulted.
You own it.
I would never walk around calling you Silver City, but.
That's true. That's true. I see what you did there.
This is the biggest news I have today.
Oh, man.
I think we need some different music.
What?
I think we need a little poppier flavor.
Poppier flavor?
Yeah, you know.
Something
a little
flavor.
More upbeat. Something a little snappy.
Okay.
Make it a little snappy. Oh, snap.
I mean, you said poppier. And who doesn't think NSYNC when they think pop?
NSYNC reunion at MTV VMA. Still
what?
In the works. When I told this to Mitch yesterday, she freaked out.
I thought she was going to faint.
She started doing the bye-bye-bye dance. Like, choreographed.
She knew
the whole thing.
Waving her arms in the air, and I thought she was going to fall over because of the weight distribution being uneven.
No doubt we're all hoping for an NSYNC reunion on Sunday at MTV's
Video
Music Awards. Sadly, the rumored appearance is still not a done deal.
Oh, okay.
But it is still in the works.
Mm-mm.
US Weekly reported that it is still in the planning stages. A source says they're trying to put something together, if anything at all. This is my thing.
Okay.
We can take this down.
Oh, thank you. Ooh. Okay.
Gosh. Almost, man. As bad as Evanescence. notice I said almost as bad.
I know.
Let that take you where it will. You know, JT's like, well, I guess. And yeah. You know every other dude is like, please?
Yeah.
can you please make just a little time for us? Especially the dude with the dreads or whatever.
Chris.
Okay. How did you know his name?
Anyway, here's how I know this. I know this.
Okay.
I have a dear friend who's in a band. They're from Florida.
Okay.
They
yeah.
were approached at one of their shows in Florida by that dude.
Are you kidding
Chris,
me?
Who in turn said, just come hang out with us. I love your music. I'm a huge fan. This Chris was a huge fan of this band.
That's incredible.
I am not saying who this band was because
I know who it would be.
They were there
yeah.
and he was like stoked on them and they were like, dude, we're at that dude Chris's house from NSYNC. And apparently it was a little weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Good grief. I bet that dude.
So
I bet
I'm willing to bet yes, he is probably going, please, Jane Team, please.
I just need one more chance. But the thing was, in the videos, you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And anytime it showed that guy, I was like, I don't understand how he made it into the group. What happened?
Yeah.
Did they have some kind of weird quota for, like critters or weird looking dudes?
Critters?
We need one critter. We need one guy in this band that's going to make all of us look incredible. That guy. They just picked him at random.
They probably
like,
did.
They were looking at this giant line. They're like, that guy.
That guy.
Get him. Can you sing? No? No problem. Come on.
You got freaky dreads. You're in. Coming up in 3 minutes, birthdays. Studio at mystaticradio.com to get a shout out in. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Now.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
It's a party up in here. There's a party up in here.
You know, usually with parties, come birthdays.
You always have Gaudier.
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
Stever, hit it! It's birthdays!
Yeah.
What?
There it is!
Welcome.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
In-house. We got an in-house birthday.
It's not me.
No.
Awesome in-house birthday.
If
I don't know.
If it's not me, it doesn't matter. That's how I've always felt.
It's William Stuckman's birthday in our maintenance department.
Hey!
Those guys, I always want to give a shout out to.
Heck yeah.
Our maintenance team, like, they're always working outside on stuff, whether it's cold or hot. Always getting the dirty jobs.
Yeah.
They should make a show about what they do.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I used to watch that.
Really?
I think I watched an episode.
I did too.
I just couldn't. I was like, no.
Yeah, Mike's a little creepy.
How do you just jump in there and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go dig through this sewage tank here?
Yeah, no thanks.
Not me, man.
I work in radio for a reason.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's audio.
So you could just like, you know, sit and push buttons.
Yep.
Whee!
Yeah.
Ooh! British stuff.
The Olympics.
Yep. Jamaican gold medal Olympian, track star Usain Bolt.
Hey, I would have gotten that. Come on.
You didn't.
You're making me crazy.
How's that fast dude?
Oh, 27.
28.
Okay, by the way, Matt, just so you know.
Yes.
Steve-O saw the list this morning.
Oh, no, no.
And
no.
He got the first one right. Imagine that.
What no, do you know?
Wait,
no!
I did not know!
He's 27.
Oh, man. I'm still playing it. I don't care.
No!
I don't care. I got that right.
Can someone
please didn't see the list!
Somebody write in and give us a new birthday song. Just anything. A birthday celebration song that doesn't involve chickens. That's all I'm asking for. Listen to this. This sounds like Jock Jams too.
Whoa. Come on.
Okay, so for years this guy was the face of CBS Morning News. He's since moved to NBC. Harry Smith, TV journalist.
Oh,
brown glasses, balding.
Nope.
You'd recognize him if you saw him.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was on the morning thing CBS does.
Cool. 57.
61.
62.
Oh.
62.
And I didn't have to look at the paper.
Oh, man. My gosh. I didn't look at the paper.
Whatever you got to tell yourself, man.
I just wanted to be able to play Don Henley. There.
Yeah.
We've done it.
That's good.
All right.
It's good.
And actually, 2 days in a row now, we get to play this theme.
Mm.
It happens. It's weird how often this happens when, you know.
It happens all.
From certain TV shows.
Of course. We played this yesterday.
It was Keb Mo's theme to Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly.
Oh, yeah.
Cleo King, who plays Grandma on Mike and Molly. Apparently, she was a teacher or something on Boston Public.
Do not watch
the
show.
But she plays the grandma?
Well, she plays grandma. I don't know if she's their grandma, but a character called Grandma.
72.
Baby, I must admit it. I don't know. 76.
51.
Oh, some grandma.
51. All right, let's move on. From,
Will and Grace.
No. Oh. Actually, from Big Trouble in Little China.
What is this?
And
show?
From Sex and the City.
Oh. That's your other favorite show.
Shut up!
Steal Big Trouble in Little China.
The girl that plays the old one.
The blonde one?
She plays the old one in Sex and the City, the oldest one. She was the girl in Big Trouble in Little China.
No idea.
The green eyes.
No, the green eyes. What's her name?
Kim Cattrall.
Yes, Kim Cattrall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang it.
There you go.
I should have known that because of Big Trouble in Little China and not because of that other show.
It is your favorite show.
It's not my favorite show. It's like fourth on the list.
He's got all
I'm just
episodes.
Kidding.
He's got them all saved on his TV.
I have never seen a single episode of that
I have
show.
Never seen a single episode of that either, but one of the dudes from Law & Order went on to do that show.
Really?
Yeah.
52.
48.
Kim Cattrall, 57.
Whoa!
57.
Good job, Kim Cattrall.
Dang, girl.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, good job.
Yeah, why are you so old?
Oh, I actually have a song for this next one. It's, there you go. This is a remix.
The
founder.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Of AOL.
Oh.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
This is never going to get annoying.
I feel like I'm in a weird
annoying.
Nightclub in, like, Poland.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Yeah. Steve Case, the founder of AOL,
right,
celebrating
Case.
A birthday today.
Is AOL still cool?
Hey, you know what? In the day.
I love this noise.
Oh, it just brings back flashbacks of terrible, terrible times. Ugh. Kids, you don't even know kids.
You don't even know me.
You don't even know
kids. I remember you'd hear that sound and you go, watch, honey, in 7 minutes we'll be able to read the email my mom sent.
Yeah. Gosh, so much fun.
Gosh,
you could go fix a bowl of cereal while you were connecting to the internet.
55.
You
got mail. 57. He's actually 55.
Dang, you got it. Don't
worry. Yeah, imagine that.
Stop it! No!
Yes.
That's not it!
No,
that's
wait.
That's not
I
the theme song!
I got a different one.
Okay. Holland Oats?
What? If you ever say it's a bad time for Holland Oats,
I was never going to say it's a bad time. I'm just saying,
it
like...
It's never a bad time for Holland Oats.
This isn't up enough for me to be like, yeah!
Quote me, internet.
Oh, it this is
never
the,
a bad
this,
time.
I can't go for that!
This is the You Guessed It song? We got to find a better one
Yeah,
than
we
this.
Do. That is not,
this
that
is stupid.
Doesn't work.
Okay, I like Holland Oats,
you
and that's
guys are
stupid.
Wrong. You guys are wrong, and that's fine.
Okay. Let me see. I know you guys probably won't know what this is. You should, but you won't.
It's
because I'm not playing P.O.D.,
or Evanescence, which is
my favorite
we've already
band.
Played that this morning. What else is going to happen?
From the Matrix movies.
Keanu Reeves. Trinity.
Carrie Ann Moss.
Yes! I did it.
Yep.
Is it Carrie Ann Moss's birthday?
Yep.
All right, let's think about this. The Matrix, she was probably early 30s.
Or late 20s.
No, I'd say early 30s.
Easy. Really?
Easy.
Easy? Really?
Easy. Think about Keanu Reeves.
That doesn't mean anything. Then she was in Memento right after that.
I'm going to say she's 46.
Oh, 44.
In 365 days, she will be 44.
Oh, she's nice. Younger.
Yeah, she's barely younger. Barely.
Barely. Barely breathe.
Okay.
There's that Kip music again.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Co-founder of Google.
Oh, wow. Is it just internet birthday?
I guess so. Sergey Brin.
All okay. Smart people were born today, so if it's your birthday today.
Let's call him Sergey.
Yes.
I love Kip.
Man, this song.
Come on, man. It's LaFonda's love theme.
Oh, yeah.
37 years old.
42.
43.
Oh,
no, 40. 40. 40.
Oh,
40. I was looking at Carrie Ann Moss.
Carrie Ann Moss.
Okay. Enough of Kip?
Carrie Ann Moss.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want more Kip?
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, we're good. It's Simon and Garfunkel's birthday.
Summer's Eve.
No.
It's somebody who needs to clear his throat.
Oh, it's Kenny Rogers' birthday!
Man, now this is country music. This is the real thing.
We took turns of staring out the window at the dark.
Listen to that broken voice.
Boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, his eyes sound a lot more squintier nowadays. They sound very different.
Here's what sucks about Kenny Rogers today. No beard.
So if you don't mind my
you have to have the beard, Kenny Rogers.
Let's get to the chorus.
For a taste here it comes. Of whiskey,
oh, snap.
I'll give you some advice.
What's that, Kenny?
So
dang it, double verse.
What? It's Kenny Rogers' birthday, by the way.
Yeah, we know. We just want to hear this.
Or did you guys want to hear this?
It's just a good song.
No! What did you
what
do?
What did you
no!
do?
No!
This is a good song, too.
You know who wrote this?
Dolly Parton.
Olivia Newton-John?
No.
Oh, the Bee Gees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yeah, you can.
Kenny Rogers celebrating a birthday today.
Why are you doing? I
want
to throw something at you.
We played Evanescence this morning, and yeah. I'm trying to get that out of my system.
No! No! Islands in the Stream, put it back on now!
Can we please go back to Islands in the Stream?
All right, you got
to
guess. You got to guess.
This song goes out to my beautiful bride who, growing up, thought that Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton were married and thought they were the coolest couple in town.
Yeah! This song
Dolly is way cooler than Kenny.
She
is a bright star.
She's hilarious.
She is a lady you don't mess with, I think.
No, she's pretty funny.
She's like in the quiet secret.
We should do this for
market.
Karaoke.
I'm not doing this.
I will be Dolly Parton.
Why don't you ask Chrissy to do it, since she loves Dolly so much.
In the stream, that is what we are. No one in between.
You know, everyone is driving around singing that this morning. Okay, hey, you know, Kenny's having a birthday today.
What?
Kenny, birthday. Should I just move on to the next one?
No, he is. Man, he's timeless.
Yes, he is infinity.
He is 70. 70. He's 70.
72. No,
from 74.
He's
had some work to look so young.
Dude.
He seriously has.
Listen to Dolly.
Yeah, I know.
She is the songbird of the
what? Show. It's Bryan Cranston's birthday. It is Aaron Paul's birthday. It is Giancarlo Esposito's birthday. It is...
Breaking Bad.
Dean Norris's birthday. It is... who else?
The guy that played Gustavo.
I already said that. Giancarlo Esposito. I don't know this show at all.
Who is it?
It's R.J. Mitt's birthday.
R.J. Mitty.
Wow. R.J. Mitty.
Which one is he?
Junior.
Is it R.J. Mitty's birthday?
Yep.
Hey, he was a really nice guy.
He you met him.
Yes, I was on the Breaking Bad softball team.
Steve, I got to meet that guy, no big deal.
I got to play on their softball team there.
Play on the softball team, no big deal.
Gosh, he's 27.
26.
Wow, that's kind of old. He's actually 21.
Oh, okay, I knew he was young. I don't know. Yeah. So that's sad.
So we are two dates now.
Yes.
On this date in what year did the American Bar Association, when was it founded in Saratoga, New York? What year?
1827.
I'm going to say like 1878, like right after we became a country.
We became a country in 1778
is what I meant, sorry.
What year?
I just said 1828.
1778.
1878.
Oh, man.
I was like, really? He's really going to get this? Okay.
Dang.
So on this date in what year did President Dwight D. Eisenhower sign an executive order proclaiming Hawaii the 50th state of the union?
Oh, man, I just saw this quarter.
Is it the 40s? Do you remember if it was the 40s?
I don't remember.
I'll tell you this. It was the same year as Alaska.
Because that
you
helps.
Mean Seward's Folly?
Man, is school in Mississippi just as bad as it is here?
Apparently. We
guys know your history.
You know your history.
Come on.
19.
Right now you are playing the sweet sounds of the king of rock and roll, and I can't think about anything else.
Hawaii. Think about this.
Yes.
We were already there. Pearl Harbor, that was the 40s.
That was 41.
Uh-huh. A day that we're living in for me. So it had to be before that.
Yeah.
Hey, obviously.
1911.
1927.
Okay, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Guantanamo Bay? Do we have an installation in Cuba? Is Cuba a state? I'm just wondering.
Why are you being a jerk?
But Hawaii was a full-on state, was it not?
Pearl Harbor was bombed?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Oh.
It was a territory.
Well, I saw that movie with Ben Affleck, and it lied to me, because I'm pretty sure there was a moment it was like, we got to get out of here, because we're a state.
We got to get out of here and go to the other state.
Yes.
1959.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And by the way, today is also Senior Citizens Day.
Hey.
To all you senior citizens listening.
We apologize that we suck at history.
Yes.
And it's Spumoni Day.
Hey, for all the senior citizens who don't have teeth.
It's also Poets Day.
Hey.
I was going to make a really mean joke, and I'm not going to say it.
All right.
Yeah.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up.
Hey, but don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial.
Team Awesome. Morning party. Rolls your way.
Welcome to the party, senior citizens. It's your day.
What does that even mean?
I just said it. He said it was their day.
It is their day.
I welcome them to the party. I didn't want them standing outside.
All right.
They're not listening.
Good luck,
Marcy. No senior citizen in their right mind would listen to this show.
Chrissy's grandma listens to the show. She thinks we're hilarious.
Right now, they are concerned with remembering how to drive. That was a form of the meme joke I was going to make.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Traffic with me, Mateo.
There is an accident at I-40 East at 4th Street, exit 159A. This accident occurred at 7:04 a.m., approximately 20 minutes ago. There is also still road construction at I-40 and Unser. The roadway has been reduced to one lane, but it looks like traffic is flowing smoothly. We're starting to see a little congestion on Paseo, right where it meets Jefferson. So be careful out there, people. Wear your safety belt. And watch out for birds, because they're plotting against us. This has been Traffic with Mateo.
Traffic brought to you by Live at the Lobo with the City Harmonic. They come in September 22nd. All details, tickets, everything you need to know. MyStaticRadio.com. That's going to be a great worship show. I'm stoked.
Actually, you shouldn't call it a worship show, because that would lend to it being entertainment. And worship should never be entertainment. Because I have a stick up my butt. I think I agree and disagree with things that I just said. Mostly disagree with the stick up my butt part.
Oh, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Welcome to the party. We're having a great time. I mean, why are you showing up so late?
My bad.
Not you, a listener.
Oh, sorry.
Shout out Dave Stovall. He's listening. He's cooler than most of you people. No offense. I probably shouldn't say stuff.
You're
like
negating
that.
Half our audience.
I put up the picture on our Facebook of that thing from Mississippi.
There you go.
If you would like to just wander over.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
My Static Radio.
Dude, Nicole Pete.
Yes.
A 25-year-old lady from New England.
What'd she say about it?
She says this. Ow!
Good.
Yeah, she dislocated her jaw.
Whoa. No, then she probably didn't say, ah, she probably went, oh.
Yeah. But it's not the fact that she dislocated her jaw. It's what she was doing that caused her to dislocate her jaw.
What'd she do?
She dislocated her jaw after biting into a triple-layer burger.
What?
The burger called the Kids in America Burger.
Oh.
What? Is three patties, pretzels, candied bacon. It's offered at a restaurant in Liverpool. She didn't think she dislocated her jaw, but when she woke up in severe pain the next morning, went to the hospital, she got the news. Bro, your jaw's dislocated.
Okay, zero out music for a second. Notice, the burger is called Kids in America. It is a triple patty, candied bacon, heart attack.
Yeah.
That's what we've given the world, people.
Well.
Visions of obesity.
Yesterday, we got done with work. Got done with work. We're at home, and you, sir, are the workout king,
champion of exercise.
Like, dude, let's exercise. Let's work out. And I'm like, well, but I haven't eaten. I haven't done anything.
Yeah, I know.
I need to eat some food first. Well, I'm about to work out. I should totally try that brand new pretzel dog with nacho cheese and bacon and carameled onions on top of it.
Yeah.
Right before I work out.
No.
Or I should just let Mateo work out while I enjoy this deliciousness.
That's what it turned into. It was like, man, yeah, I'm going to work out with you. Well, maybe I'll eat something first. Well, maybe I'll just eat. I'm not going to work out anymore.
Dude.
My stomach hurts.
It was awesome for like 18 seconds. And then, not so much. It kind of hurt after that. And you're sitting back on like, what? And two, and one, and two. I'm like, I can't move. I had like a brick in my stomach 10 minutes after that. It was the most untastiest. No. It was very tasty. However, 10 minutes later, I regretted my decision.
Yeah, and
it was awful.
He put up a very funny picture of the entire event. If you would like to see said picture, you should follow Steve-O and myself on Instagram.
Are you plugging our Instagrams?
I'm trying to help you have more friends.
Ah, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm in like the 600s. I need to get past that.
Get past it. Man, 600 friends, that's nothing to freaking make fun of. That's a good thing.
Nicole Pete, 25 years old from England, dislocated her jaw when she bit into a burger. It doesn't help that she suffers from EDS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It makes her joints prone to dislocating. Yeah. Though she tweeted, it's still no excuse, and her attempt to eat the burger was poor effort, apparently. But question is this. Have you ever been injured eating food?
I don't know if I've ever been injured eating food, but I do know that I've had a few ketchup stains. My pride was injured.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Have you ever been injured by eating fast food?
Or ever just been injured by food?
Or injured, you know, have you ever been injured by food? Has food ever come after you and punched you in the face?
I feel like this is one of those terrible local commercials on TV. You see, it's like, hi, I'm Mike McClure.
I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such driver's educational films.
Notice I said Mike.
Red Pavement.
Come on.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. And so do the funny people out there.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
No, those crazy commercials where it's like, hello.
Yeah.
Food injury? Let us help you. Food Don't injury. Take a quick check.
Call us.
Actually, okay.
Burger and burger.
Just so you know, because you're moving here now.
Yes.
I had an incident here locally at a place that shall remain nameless on the air. I'll tell you as soon as we get off.
Okay.
Burger joint, or a pizza joint here in town. I was with a friend of mine. We're It was just after they had played a show at the Sunshine Theater. So we were in that vicinity. They shall still remain nameless. However, you could probably figure it out. So we get pizza, grab our food, grab like a whatever.
Yeah.
In a pint glass.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper, root beer, doesn't matter. I'm drinking this, and I drank a lot of it.
Right.
I get near the end.
Love it.
And, you know, like the ice at the bottom, I start doing the shaky thingy, you know.
Yeah.
And it comes up and hits me in the lip, and all of a sudden I'm bleeding because I realized that that wasn't ice. It was glass.
Oh. So you had the glass burger.
Dude, in my... So what happened is, because my buddy's wife... She had her little pint glass thing. You know, they stack them. Dunk, 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 dunk.
Yeah.
And the bottom of her glass had broken off into mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbeknownst to the people that worked there and myself. And I drank just about the whole thing because it's like, well, it looks like ice. I had glass in my mouth.
Good. Everybody needs to learn a lesson every once in a while. And it sounds to me like you...
Might I did
have learned yours.
Because I went to them and I learned that nobody will do anything for you unless you make a big stink on like Twitter or something. Because I went up and I said, "Dude, this is uncool. Can I talk to the manager?" Oh, I'm sorry, it was late at night. The manager's not here. I'm like, "The manager's not here." Yeah, can I take your information and I'll have somebody call you?
You're
like,
right.
What about
no,
this
jerk?
What else can I milk out of this? What about some free food or some?
Did you say? Sorry, oh, my neck hurts.
Sorry, I can get you another
so
glass.
Weird.
That's what. That's exactly what happened.
The phone lines are blowing up, Steve-O.
Static.
Anybody?
Hello. That's okay.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We're talking to you.
You talking to me now? Okay.
Talking to
well,
you.
I was just going to share that I was eating a sandwich once, and that wheat berry, you know, that they sell in the store, and I was eating the sandwich, and I broke my tooth in half.
Whoa!
Did
somebody do something or pay for something or take care of something for you?
No, I just, and what was funny was I didn't realize that the tooth had broken. So I swallowed half of the tooth.
Oh!
Yeah.
What
so,
did it taste like?
Did you get it later?
No, I didn't look for it later.
Oh, good. Well, okay. I guess that's... Okay. Pride.
Yeah.
Props
pride,
to you.
Pride.
Props to pride.
Just was sharing. So...
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you for calling.
505-338-3700, the phone number. 25-year-old lady from England. Her name is Nicole Pete. Dislocated her jaw after biting into a triple-layer burger.
Wow.
Doesn't help that she has EDS or Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. I don't know. It makes her joints prone to dislocating. Although she said, no excuses. This burger caused me discomfort and pain and harm.
Why would you eat a burger when you have that? Especially
I don't know.
Like a triple patty.
Hey, are you going to let EDS debilitate you? No!
Are you going to let debilitate you?
Static.
Static Radio, you are on the air.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I got a similar call as the last lady. I was with a buddy. It happened to him, and we were at a place, one of the burger joints with a whole lot of burger.
okay. Nice.
And he bit into his burger and broke his molar in half.
Dude!
Wow.
And when we searched through it, he found a bullet.
What?
In the patty, it was the bullet that broke his tooth.
Welcome to New Mexico.
Why am
I
here?
What we're gonna get.
A bullet?
That burger was literally trying to kill your friend.
There you go.
Wow.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's unreal. Okay, that wins.
Somebody wrote a song once and it was called Bullet with a... Hamburger patty.
No, they did not. No one's ever written that song.
I did. It went like this. Bullet in your hamburger, gonna shoot you in the throat. It's a good song.
Static!
Classic hit.
Hey, it's Matthew Critter. What's going on?
Hey!
So, I can't tell you how many countless times me and friends of mine have literally gotten into, I guess you could say, fist fights.
What?
Over, like, the last mozzarella stick.
Oh, yes.
Most recent I can remember one of our buddies was like, hey, who wants this? And we both raised our hand. We just kind of looked at each other. He's like, just kind of leaves it on the table to the death. And next thing I know, like, we're, like, reaching for it and we're slapping each other. We actually knocked the table over in the process.
Wow.
The manager of the restaurant, granted it was like 2 in the
you
morning.
You were at a restaurant!
Was laughing
hysterically
the whole time.
Must
he thought it was great.
I was picturing a living room for about 8 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't think we got any injuries, though. Like, maybe a couple bruises and, like, a random fork in someone's side, but that was about it.
Well, good.
There you go. All right.
You guys have a good morning.
You too, man.
Ow, dude.
Yep.
Hey, I just want you to know.
What?
If it ever came down to the last, like, scoop of ice cream in the house.
Yeah.
Or, like, the last slice of pizza.
Yeah.
I would give it to you.
I wouldn't eat it.
I wouldn't fight you to the death.
No, I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, that dude over there, he's skinny fat. He's going to eat this.
Last night we made pizzas.
It was delicious.
And it kind of got down to it like, hey, how many slices have you guys had?
No, we realized we're going to have to start getting 3 pizzas.
I know. You're like an extra kid, man. The grocery bill just went up.
And also, your kids are freaking eating now.
Yeah.
They used to be little kids, and now they're machines.
Yeah, pretty
food
much.
Food machines.
That's exactly it. And that's great for my food bill.
Boo,
yeah, it's been great. 505-338-3700, the phone number. 25-year-old woman in England dislocated her jaw trying to bite into a triple-decker burger. Man, I am so hungry. Why are we talking about food?
You got a parfait right over there.
That's right. Thanks, Sopo. On the way, Comics Corner.
Hey, before we go, we have something on Facebook.
What?
We got a story. I put up a picture of a guy trying to kill himself with a hamburger.
Right, right.
A girl named Jeanette says, once I was at a softball game, eating nachos, and then I fell off the bleachers. I don't know if that counts. It might be a little unrelated, but we're going to accept it. Good luck, and watch out for those bleachers, people. They'll get you.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Actually, you know what? In her defense, I was almost killed over some nachos as well. The year was 2011.
Oh, that...
I had taken my beautiful bride and one of my dearest friends, Johnny B.
Johnny B.
To see the Denver Broncos take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Denver, Colorado.
Nice.
So I'm sitting in the middle because it's like, I got my wife to my right. I got one of my best friends to my left.
Yeah.
We're hanging out.
It's a good day.
I'm paying attention to the game because it's the first time I've ever seen the Buccaneers live in person.
That's your favorite team.
That's my team. So I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. I'm watching the Buccaneers. And Jeff Garcia was in, and he throws this long pass. Boom! And it's a first down. And I do this number and kind of do the jump up and throw my hands in the air because it was awesome. Yes, wait, but it was too late because I noticed out of my peripheral, Johnny B was passing the nachos to Chrissy.
No!
Nacho cheese went all over the dude in front of me.
Well,
the dude in front of me stands up in his full Bronco gear.
Oh.
Notice I'm the only Buccaneer guy
miles. In Denver.
He stands up. He's a solid 6'5", 6'10", 17 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's got like the ring in his back pocket from Dip because he's this ginormous, scary cowboy man.
Yes.
Who seriously looks at me, cocks back his fist.
Yes.
And his wife grabs him, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was cheering for the play and the things that are happening. And what's not helping is his wife and her row of friends are in tears because the dude looks like an idiot. He's got nacho cheese all over him.
Wow.
And the scrawny little dude in the Buccaneers gear behind him basically threw it on him. This is not funny.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because they're really, really cool, and I really, really need them, and I get them every Wednesday so that we can bring and review them. And it's
what?
Really Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Comics Corner!
We made that thing yesterday. It's the most exciting thing.
There's a brand new segment to Team Awesome Morning Party. You can catch it every Wednesday at 8 a.m.
Booyah!
Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies.
Nice. One of the best comic book stores
ever. You can't
ever
say that!
In my opinion.
You still can't say that!
Ever. Never.
All you can say
never
is...
Never said.
Brought to you by Astro Zombies, corner of Central and Richmond, because I don't have the address on me.
Okay. It's in Albuquerque somewhere.
Man, Comics Corner just started. We're already getting kicked off the air.
No. Let's go.
All right. Comic book news for all of us nerds who love comic books and fun things entertainment in the world. What you got?
Well, I'm trying to figure out because we have a few, upcoming movies coming out on Blu-ray or whatever.
Okay.
Man of Steel comes out November 12th. And Iron Man comes out at some point in September, and
yeah,
I can't find a date, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of things coming out this fall, Thor making his way to Disneyland.
Yes!
It was announced. Yeah. In celebration of Thor the Dark World coming to theaters.
Yeah, he's
going to
be the first Marvel character in costume at a Disney park.
This is crazy that you'll also be able to visit Asgard this fall, come face-to-face with the mighty Thor.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. Disneyland's finally, you know, they bought Marvel. They own Marvel. They might as well start utilizing it. I guess this last summer, Iron Man Tech was presented by Stark Industries. You could suit up in the Mark 42 armor featured in Iron Man 3. But now we've learned that Thor's coming this fall. Captain America will be appearing in Avengers Academy on Disney Magic. And yeah, they're saying yet more superheroes to come, so you have to tune in so you can find out just who and what is making its way to Disneyland. I'm so stoked they finally are
That's
doing
really
stuff
cool.
like that.
Really yeah. cool. There's a lot of movies being made based on comic books right now.
Yeah.
If you're a comic book fan...
Welcome. I keep trying to explain to my kids how this was not normal growing up for us.
It's monumental right now.
Right.
It's like, what? They're making a Guardians of the Galaxy movie? I had to look that up whenever they announced it. I was like, what are the Guardians of the Galaxy?
I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
And then I found it, and Steve-O was like, oh my gosh, you need to read this and this and this and this and this and this and this.
I'm
and
a nerd.
All of a sudden, I'm getting the new series because it actually is really, really cool. It's cool. If you're not cool,
yeah.
You get it? We have... What movies are in production right now?
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Winter Soldier.
They're about to begin production on the Avengers sequel.
Yep.
Which is called Age of Ultron, which was a giant storyline in Marvel Comics over the past year, but it's not based on that storyline.
And we just found out yesterday, Edgar Wright, the director of Ant-Man,
yes,
a standalone movie project for Marvel, revealed yesterday that Ultron, he's the robot that was created by Hank Pym, who is Ant-Man, will not be in the Ant-Man movie.
Right, even though he will be the villain in Avengers.
I don't like that news.
Well, this is why that's confusing for those...
Everyone.
Those of you who...
Are nerds like us.
No idea who Ant-Man is, which is probably the vast majority. Ant-Man originally was an Avenger.
Yeah.
And he was in, like, the first issue of Avengers.
Yep.
But, was he Ant-Man or was he Giant Man?
I don't remember.
Okay, so, you got Hank Pym. He's this dude. He's a scientist. And he comes up with this
thing. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
He invents something called the Pym Particles.
Uh-huh.
That allow him to not only shrink down to the size of an ant, but he can also grow...
Giant?
Into a giant. So he's Hank Pym, Ant-Man, or Giant Man.
Depending on how big or small he is.
Right. And he
why don't they call him Normal Man when he's normal size?
Because his name's Hank Pym.
Okay.
So he can communicate with bugs or something.
Right.
Because he's like a scientist. So he like figured out their wavelength or whatever, what frequency ants communicate on.
Yeah.
And so he can communicate with them.
Now here's the thing. All the people who have no idea who Hank Pym is... Right here, it's okay.
It's okay.
That's why Edgar Wright is making the movie the way he is. He said, you know, for the 1% of people who are going to be very upset with this movie because it doesn't necessarily go along with Marvel's 50 years of continuity for him.
Right.
There's 99% of an audience who has no idea who Hank Pym is, and that's why he's making Ant-Man the way he is. So
yes,
the 1%ers of us who are nerds are going to probably be pretty bummed. I don't know. I love Edgar Wright. He made Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
He made
Shaun of the Dead.
Hot Fuzz.
The World's End.
Yeah.
kind of a fan.
Which looks funny.
Yeah.
So, and then a lot of people have been attaching Simon Pegg to the role, which that's been kind of funny to watch.
Last week, Simon Pegg tweeted a photo of himself with the thumbs up next to an Ant-Man.
He was pointing at Ant-Man.
So yeah.
But I think he did it just to mess with me.
I do too, because that's it. Yeah.
That was funny.
Simon Pegg comes out and talks about a lot of great things, one of them being Star Wars. His dear friend J.J. Abram, who will be directing.
Yes.
He's already Scotty in Star Trek, so he came out, Simon Pegg did, and said, "Hey, I just want you guys to know I will not be in the new Star Wars movies because I'm too big a fan and I would rather just sit back and enjoy them."
True, which is funny because that's what J.J. Abrams said about directing.
Yeah.
He would not be directing the movie because he was too big a fan, so he'd be sitting back and watching them.
We'll see how
and
that
unfolds.
And
then he's directing them. He's like, "Well, changing my mind." The cool thing, another thing about Star Wars.
Yeah.
The rumor is that it's going to have a holiday 2015 release.
That's what we're hearing.
Ooh, neato.
Yeah.
Oh, chocolate. That would be exciting.
Okay. Like, what is that? Nobody's excited about chocolate.
I am.
I'm not.
I'm always excited.
I'm sorry.
Guardians of the Galaxy, the director, he did a movie called Super that's on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen
it. I think
so. It's pretty...
I've never seen it.
I'd be interested.
Rainn Wilson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's funny, but it was very different from what I was expecting.
But
it was good, but it was just like, whoa!
Didn't he also do like Ghost Rider 2 or something?
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
No, who
I don't
did
think
James
he did.
Gunn do?
I don't think he don't did remember. That. I hope he... Oof.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Anyway,
he
was talking about how he's pushing the actors super hard. Chris Pratt. From Parks and Recreation, he plays Andy, who is hilarious. And then Dave Bautista, who is, I guess, a wrestler or something.
Yeah, he was a WWE wrestler, years ago.
And now he's an actor. And it was funny because when they announced he was in it, everybody was like, "Whoa, this is going to be stupid." but then the James Gunn director guy was like, nope, you just wait. You just wait.
So he was in Man with the Iron Fist,
yes,
or whatever.
And apparently he... was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's the next Rock.
He's like super intense.
Because the Rock was a WWE guy, and now
he's
in
joke.
Every action movie ever,
joke.
And he's amazing.
They add him to movies so the movies will make money.
Yeah.
They're like, "I don't know, it's a gamble, we'll put the Rock in it." Awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy tweeted that he is like punishing these actors.
Yeah.
He made them do a one-shot action scene, so I guess it's just a single shot. He made them do that 22 takes.
Yeah.
So he is...
To get a, one-second shot.
To get one shot. So he is pushing these guys, which makes me think, hey, maybe it'll be pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be enough time.
I'm really looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy more than most Marvel comic movies that are coming out, actually. So
it will be...
It could be great!
It will be a make or break
it
for
really
their
could.
Reputation.
Speaking of space, some releases today from Marvel. The next installment in their Infinity series, Avengers 18, had a chance to preview that before it came out today.
Yes.
Read it in its entirety. If you're not following Avengers or New Avengers, Jonathan Hickman right now, he's known for his run on Fantastic Four and has been writing some brilliance. We don't have like a rating system. It's just basically
it's from one to yeah!
Yeah,
and
so it's either this is a definite yeah. It is on an epic scale of awesome. If you loved what he did with Fantastic Four on this epic galactic scale, Infinity
we're
is
talking
right up your alley.
Aliens, aliens civilizations. We're talking parallel universes.
We're talking all the Avengers, all 147 of them.
Yeah, he's bringing back old characters.
Like Hyperion, who is totally a ripoff of Superman, but I don't care because I like him better.
He's straight up Superman ripoff. So
you know what?
Hard.
He's cooler.
But, whoa.
Yeah, that's right. He's cooler.
Blasphemy. Anyway.
No, he's cooler. He's in the Marvel Universe. If Superman were in the Marvel Universe...
I love Marvel, but Superman is Superman.
Hyperion.
Anyway, it's really cool to see the way this... Oh, I'm getting caught up.
Okay, I apologize.
Steve-O was like, you have got to read Avengers and New Avengers.
Yep.
The New Avengers is a really cool take on the whole Illuminati thing.
Yeah.
You know, the secret society that's running things behind the scenes. In the Marvel Universe, there is an Illuminati, and it's Captain America, Black Bolt, who is an Inhuman, and he can't speak because when he speaks,
He can destroy universes with his voice.
World.
Yeah.
So he just
that powerful.
Like if he whispers, the ground rumbles. We are so lame, Steve-O. Captain America, Black Bolt, Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Mr. Fantastic. Who else?
Did you say? Yeah, you said everybody.
Submariner, who is like a jerk version of Aquaman. Man, he is a jerk.
He kind of is.
He's kind of lovable. He's our jerk, though. He's a jerk, but he's our jerk.
Yeah,
so we love him.
Exactly.
Anyway, so you have Avengers, you have new Avengers, and they are weaving this beautiful tapestry that leads into Infinity.
Yeah, which features Thanos and a lot of other things that, you know, Hickman builds things up for years to prepare. He's even got stuff dating back to his run on Fantastic Four that is currently making its way into this Infinity series.
It is a slow burn, and it is wonderful.
Yeah. So check it out. That's our Comics Corner. Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. Thanks to those guys for hooking us up with some comics to read beforehand. You had a chance to read Superior Spider-Man.
Oh,
final
man.
Word. You're a nerd. Go ahead, just say it.
Awesome.
Awesome, that's it?
If you're not... Okay, do we have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you can Superior do Spider-Man.
It's our show.
What has happened... Peter Park, gosh, I'm a nerd.
Do you want to catch people up on that? Because I
wish I could just go out of my body and like look at myself going, man, you are late. High school me would be terrified to admit that I'd be like walking around like,
you're grown up. You're grown up. You can say whatever you want.
I'm super lame now and I have no excuse. my hero name is Super Lame.
For those people who have only seen the Peter Parker Spider-Man movies, Marvel last year decided to do something completely different that caused death threats to the writer Dan Slott over at Marvel. He's currently writing the Spider-Man series. Essentially, without getting way too deep into it, he killed Peter Parker.
He killed Peter Parker, and not only... Well, he killed his consciousness. And not only did he kill Peter Parker... But he put a different consciousness in Peter Parker's body.
Yes.
And that consciousness is Dr. Octopus.
So Dr. Octopus, in the comic books over the last 16 or 15 issues now, so almost 2 years.
He is Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man.
And the thing...
Doc Ock is Spider-Man.
So you either have people calling the writer of this whole thing a hack...
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, oh, body switch device, whatever, dude, you're an idiot. Or you have people that are like...
This is the greatest comic I've ever read.
This is great, because the one sad thing about Spider-Man is he's so relatable. He's too relatable to me, because...
How can you be too relatable?
Well, he's
Man,
just,
I just
he always,
like that guy too much.
Tell me the major Peter Parker plot devices. Go.
He's a loser. Geeky loser guy who somehow yet gets the hottest girl in school, because that's believable.
Mm-hmm.
He constantly is having to save MJ because she's somehow always getting kidnapped and or held captive by a supervillain who somehow just happened to pick her of all the people in the world.
Aunt May.
He's got... an aunt because his dad or his well his depends on the comic version and the movie version
right.
But his Uncle Ben was killed in front of him, thus making him a superhero. Batman, Superman, not Superman, but Spider-Man. Who else's parents
Here's
were killed
the thing.
In front of them?
Spider-Man is too relatable because he's always...
Because who wasn't bitten by a radioactive spider and watched their uncle die in front
he's
of them?
He's always
I know that's
screwing
happens to
up.
Me. That's called a
he's,
Wednesday.
You are being dumb. He always has the same plot lines. It's always, I'm going to do this great thing. Oh, I screwed it up.
Right.
I'm going to do this other great thing. Oh, I screwed it up.
Yeah.
And so that's always his thing. So then you have this other guy jump in his body who's like, no, I'm better than all that. So then Dr. Octopus has like this spider army of men. He has these tiny little robots crawling around town.
Yeah.
He remade the web shooters out of adamantium so they could never break.
Nerd.
And he's got these cool goggles that he can do night vision and all this stuff, and then you're sitting there thinking, wait, Peter Parker's super smart, and he's a scientist. Why didn't he ever do all this stuff?
Right. You know what this reminds me of? Can I Jesus juke this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's why Peter Parker's awesome and relatable to us. Because we're the lovable screw-up losers. We make mistakes. We're humans. We're fallible, man.
Yes.
We mess up all the time, which is why we as human beings needed a savior in Jesus Christ, because we're constantly going to make those mistakes. You know who Doc Ock is? The Pharisees. because they were self-righteous and said that they could take care of this, they could do it better, we got this, we don't need anybody. And that's kind of what's happening to Doc Ock. And you're watching this brilliant mind kind of cause his own demise, because at this point he's so arrogant and prideful. Yeah. He's no longer an Avenger right now because he was booted out.
He's on
because
probation.
He's too prideful. And you see what's happening with him is he thinks he's so smart that he doesn't need anyone else. And that's when you fall away, because you're like, oh, I'm good. I got this. I got it all under control. Mm-hmm. Take heed lest ye fall, Doc Ock.
You're
going down.
You just completely Jesus juke. That was the most in-depth Jesus juke I have ever heard. I was like realizing things where you're saying, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
You're welcome, everyone.
Anyway, it's a really interesting series.
Yeah.
It's jolted Spider-Man
back
from being like a top 10 book to being like number one, number two every month.
Yeah.
So for all the people that are out there saying, this is stupid, for all 10 of you that care about comic books right now, this is a dumb plotline, blah, 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 you're wrong, because you're buying it.
True story.
It's like the guy that called in yesterday and was like, you guys suck, but I listen every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
True story.
So that's what's going on in comic book world. Let's get out of this corner, because I feel like we're getting a little too nerdy.
Comics Corner! Every Wednesday, we'll take about 15 minutes to talk about what's going on in the world of comic books, movies, television. Coming up, an experience that just about all of us have experienced at work. You like that? An experience of experience. And we experience it at work, and we're experienced. What?
I don't know what you
said. I'm thoroughly confused. Team Awesome Morning Party!
Now!
Static.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
I love it. Steve-O Mateo! Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Pate.
You know what's funny about this song?
Everything.
Colin heard this song and he's like, dude, that song is awesome. So for like 2 weeks, we'd be riding down the road and then all of a sudden, and then he'd be like going,
yep.
Man, it's awesome.
And I don't have that song in my mind right now, the one that's like getting me right now that I listen to regularly.
What is that?
I'm not telling you.
Good.
You make fun of me.
Yep.
But I've got one of those right now.
Is it a rap song?
It's not this one. No, it's not, actually.
Is it a Bee Gees song?
It is totally not a dad from an 80s show that I love's son.
Oh, it's Kelly Clarkson.
No!
What is...
No!
Oh, Robin. Okay. Yeah, Robin.
I'm just saying, that song's so catchy!
It is
Makes
catchy.
Me crazy. Speaking of things that make you crazy, we found a list!
We did. Well, you know we love lists.
Desk Rage.
Desk Rage 2019.
A lot of us experience desk rage while at work, and it doesn't take much to set us off, apparently.
Mm.
Worst day of the week for desk rage. Take a wild guess.
Monday.
Oh. I don't understand that. I feel like Monday I'd be refreshed and ready to go, and by Thursday I'd be like, ah!
Dude, does anybody at your work ever walk up to you and say, you have a case of the Mondays?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No,
never
man.
Happens here, but...
No, man. Yeah. Heck no. I reckon you'd get your tail whipped. You said that at my work. Don't say case of the Mondays.
Yeah, please don't. Don't do it. Don't do it.
There are windows that I could throw you through.
This is Wednesday, though.
Wednesday.
And we got the top 20 annoyances at work. In fact, let's be generous. What do you think the number one annoyance at work could possibly be?
Gosh, I know what it would be for me. If I was sitting there and somebody was eating and they were smacking, gosh, I would probably throw a stapler at them. I'd be like, no, you don't do that at work.
Let's see. No, not even in the top 20.
Wow. All right,
505-338-3700. What do you think? Number one on this list. Top 20 annoyances at work. I've got a list. If you can guess number one, maybe we'll hook you up. We got a copy of Archibald's new CD, Archives. We can give that away. 505-338-3700. 3,700.
Give us a call, people. I'm just standing here.
So we got a... what would that be? A Facebook comment?
Yeah.
Asking about Freedom Fest. We've had a lot of emails about this. Let's address this real quick. Detour for about 8 seconds. Okay. Unfortunately, concerts and big events like Freedom Fest take money to do. And unfortunately, due to a major lack of support, last year we actually didn't even do Freedom Fest. Cliffs did Freedom Fest. And we just supported what they were doing. This year, no one's doing Freedom Fest because nobody supported it.
There is no Freedom Fest 2013.
No Freedom Fest 2013. And I'm really sad because that thing is like 20-something years old. Yeah. But unfortunately, due to lack of support, there will not be a Freedom Fest at all this year. Thanks to everybody who found out that all you had to do was pay the Cliffs $1 like admission ticket and stop buying actual tickets to Freedom Fest.
There you go.
Because that killed support. You know who you are. Cool. Moving on.
Moving on.
Static.
Yo, it's definitely got to be food getting stolen.
Food getting stolen from the fridge.
Dude,
that's a good one. But it's wrong, actually. No.
But I will. No, I will say.
I'm sorry.
I worked retail before this, and my food got stolen, and it was the worst feeling.
I'm sorry.
You just feel decimated.
That's not even on the top 10.
Well, I agree with you, caller.
That's not even on the top 20.
When that happens, it sucks.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hey.
Hi.
Matt, what's going on?
Nothing, man.
Is that like is there a child in the background screaming?
That is my son, yes. He's kind of angry that we had to wake him up.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm like, dude, you should talk to him instead. You don't have to. It's okay. It's okay.
What do you think is the number one top annoyance at work?
I'm going to go with the typical stereotype of burnt popcorn in the lounge.
Oh, dude.
That's a big one.
That happens regularly here, FYI.
Yeah.
Somebody will heat something up in the microwave, which is 18 feet from the studios. Ah!
See, I don't really mind that smell because bad coffee smells like burnt popcorn, so usually I think it's coffee. I get annoyed when I go in there and realize it's burnt popcorn. Like, fooled again!
That's a really good one. Not even on the top 20, unfortunately.
Oh, man, really? Wow.
Yeah, but thanks. See, all these, I would say. Static!
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Oh, you know, fantastic.
Doing well.
Can't complain.
Okay, since you're talking about smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Where I work, I'm surrounded by cubicles that are occupied by women.
Okay.
And when you start mixing toxic perfumes,
there you go.
I end my day with a splitting headache.
Yeah.
It is horrible. Mm.
I could see that.
Not even on the top 20. Not even on the top 20, Bill. I'm sorry.
Luckily, our female co-hosts here, they never smell good.
So
we're good to go.
T-minus 20 minutes until Mitch joins us in studio. Joins the party. Makes it more partier.
The annoying boss.
What?
The annoying boss.
The annoying boss.
The annoying boss.
That's got to be on the list. It's got to be.
Number 7 is the boss failing to thank you for all your hard work.
That could be annoying.
That's the first mention of a boss is number 7.
What is
that's
this?
Not necessarily it either, but I just gave you that because you said boss.
We're giving it to you.
No,
friend.
We're giving you that you got 7. You still didn't get it.
You got number 7.
There you go.
You guys.
One in the top 10. So there you go. All right. I don't have anything. Right, you're right. I totally forgot. You know, Mitch just reminded me coming up at 9 o'clock. Actually, we have Shock Therapy Live. I completely forgot that we had.
Yeah,
that show that we do every
week. Well, there you go.
AM, so that's why. So really, we only have 20 minutes.
Yeah. So really, we need you to hurry up and guess this.
Static.
Leaving the paper, the copier with no paper.
Leaving the copier with no paper. That actually happened to me this morning when I was trying to do show prep for the morning show and there was no paper for me. But unfortunately, that's wrong. That's number 5, the printer not working. I mean, number five. That's better. You're still the highest so far.
Still the highest,
sir. Keep trying. 505-338-3700. The number one annoyance at work. The number one annoyance at work, 505-338-3700.
Is PDA on there?
PDA. Between coworkers?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Have you never seen that episode of The Office when Toby gets so upset? HR rep.
Oh, Not even on the top
20. Wow, that's surprising.
Why would that be on the list?
It's annoying when you see two people like...
Yeah, but how often do you see that at your work environment?
I worked at... Okay.
Oh, you worked at Forever 21.
You work here at this station. I worked at a place where people were like, me, 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 all the time. And then they would yell at me and Tim for just trying to be friends.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding.
505.
See, the joke was I twisted it.
Yeah, no, I got you.
And
yeah,
I made exactly. it seem like yeah. it was Tim and
gotcha,
I, Tim
gotcha,
Skipper,
gotcha.
Singer of House of Heroes.
I got that.
Had,
yeah,
like,
thanks.
Engaging in PDA together. But the joke, it was a play on words, actually, because midway.
See what you did.
I'm kidding.
See what you did. 505-338-3700. We have a list of the top 20 annoyances at work. If you can guess number one, we'll hook you up with a brand new copy of...
We'll give you something
Archibald's new CD.
Hey, we got a couple of...
Static!
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How about speaking on speakerphone?
Speaking on speakerphone.
Or having a meeting on speakerphone.
Having a meeting on speakerphone. We're going to have one of those coming up at 10:30. Are you excited for that, Teo?
I am annoyed by it.
Unfortunately, that's not even in the top 20. I know.
I
know
your pain, though. Conference calls are never fun.
Number 8, the phone constantly ringing. That's like the only phone mention. I don't know why these... I don't know who they surveyed. Apparently not real humans, because... Nobody's even getting in the top, tier.
They surveyed all those fake humans out there.
Static!
Morning, what about leaving the dishes in the sink?
Oh, leaving the dishes in the sink. Did you do that? Why do you have that look on your face? Did you do that yesterday?
Yesterday, I accidentally left my coffee cup here in the studio.
Mateo is the one that does that, apparently.
Mitch was mean to me
Well, yeah, because we care about our environment. We want it to be cleanly. Unfortunately, that's not even in the top 20
We want
either,
it to be cleanly?
Cleanly, you know, cleanly. In our work environment
is,
to be
Is uneducated
to be
co-worker on the annoyance? Hang on, we got a couple of Facebook
right.
mentions. Vicky says workplace gossip.
Number 13, people
number
who 13. Gossip.
All right. Adam says when people do the job wrong and miss some aisles while cleaning up the theater for the next showing of the movie and when people come to a showing drunk. I wonder where he works. Probably at a bookstore.
Probably.
Carl says the boss micromanaging everything.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always that one boss.
That's not me.
I know in retail. I worked at a few different ones because when you're in a band, retail is like the go-to side job.
Yeah.
There's always the one boss that takes it so seriously. It's like, no, if we don't meet our retail goal today, if we don't sell $40,000 worth of clothes today, the world will stop spinning and we will fly off into space. And you better get it straight, buddy!
Not even on the top 20, sorry. Apologize.
Well, I agree with you, Carl.
Static!
Is it staying late because somebody had called in?
Oh, staying late because somebody else called in?
Dang.
Unfortunately, that's not even on the
Why
top 20.
Why are these lists so
Here's
hard.
The thing, man.
Who do they pull?
You know what? When somebody finally gets this one, it'll make a lot of sense. Number one annoyance at your job. The number one annoyance at your job.
Would it be like...
This is a regular frequent thing.
Would it be like late paycheck?
Static! Nope.
Dang.
Static.
Hello.
What?
Hi.
Hey, I'm going to say bad breath.
Bad breath.
Yes.
Wow.
I feel like hygiene should have been on this list, but it's not even on the top 20.
It should
like,
definitely be on the list.
Yeah, not no crazy smells. No, yeah. No.
Nothing. Oh, man.
Number 19 is untidiness. I mean, maybe.
That's like leaving the dishes
maybe, exactly. Static.
Hi, I have two guesses. Is that okay?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man, it's all over.
No. Go for it.
Okay, like the coffee maker running out of coffee or the vending machine being out of snacks.
Oh, that's
Those
a good
are
one.
Both awesome! Yet not even on the top 20.
What?
Oh, man.
I know. I know.
They were good
those
guesses.
Those were great guesses. Static.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fantastic, how are you?
Good. So, I'm not sure if anyone has said this yet, but maybe like stealing of supplies, like someone steals your pen, or someone takes your stapler or borrows it without asking.
I cannot even begin to tell you how annoying it is when I have to write something down and I look and it was like, there were 7 pens in here. Who decided they needed to pocket 7 pens?
That was the...
It makes me crazy.
The pen phantom.
Yeah, not even on the top 20, and I don't understand that.
Man.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one, though. That's a really good one because it makes me crazy.
Red stamp.
Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I've got an answer.
All right.
It's the answer. I know it is.
Okay.
Did you Google it?
No.
Don't you Google this on me.
How would you Google this?
I can't Google. I'm driving.
Okay, that's okay, good. You shouldn't even be talking.
Responsible.
There you go. That's obvious.
Hands-free. I promise.
Okay, hands-free. There you go. Good, good.
Okay, texting or personal calls? Ooh.
Texting or personal calls?
That's got to be on there.
Number 15. Not even in the top 10. Number 15, people who spend time on Facebook and Twitter when they should be working. Number 16, people who spend time surfing the web when they should be working. But, yeah, no.
What'd
personal calls.
What was the answer?
Yeah.
I was checking
15,
my email.
15. Will you get off your phone?
Situational comedy is the best.
I love it, bro. Static.
Hey, I think it's clicking pens.
Clicking pens?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
How could that ever be annoying?
Where they just, like, click the pen and make just the click, 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 click.
What's he talking about?
Oh, man. I can't even hear him because you are using that thing so loudly right now.
Oh, you mean this pen?
Yes, that thing.
My bad. Sorry.
Who needs to do that?
It's just a nervous habit. That's all.
Not even on the top 20. Static.
Hey, how about people talking about their kids or grandkids?
People?
Oh, dude. That's a good guess.
Oh, man. I love that. Except it's not on here.
How are these things not on there?
I know.
Like, everybody calling in and saying something. I'm like, that's got to
the
be
number
top
one,
10.
The number one, I feel like, would be an instant getter. I seriously thought somebody was going to call in and say this right away. We found a survey.
Let's give them a hint.
Talking about work rage.
Work rage. It seems that this list was definitely, like, the poll was conducted for people that work in offices.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's your hint.
The top 20 annoyances at work. If you can guess the number one, we'll hook you up with the CD. But unfortunately, apparently, this is really ridiculously hard.
We got a couple
Static.
More calls. Let's go.
No staples in the stapler.
No staples in the stapler, man! Finally. No, I'm just kidding. That's wrong. That's not even
so
in the top 20.
Why are you so mean to people?
I'm sorry. That's not even in the top
20. We want them to
20.
Call in.
Thank you so much for the call.
Who's next?
Static.
That was bad, you guys. You had me going.
Yeah.
Man, I got another one for you guys.
All right.
I'm going to go with drumming on everything. Somebody who.
Dude,
drums on
who
everything.
Does that? Who does that, Mateo, every single song, especially if you work at a radio station and it's all music and the guy to my right is constantly banging on everything?
I'm going to blame it on my metabolism.
Not even in the top 20 because they
Dang
did not
it.
Pull me.
They didn't
so,
pull Steve.
They did not.
Of course, your number one would have been Brody.
Static.
Static.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well.
Fantastic.
Doing well.
Awesome. Is it people singing at work?
People singing at work.
That's a good guess.
Not even in the top 20.
Man.
I know, but that was a good guess.
We're running out of time.
We are running out of time. People aren't going to get this. Static.
How about dirty microwave?
Dirty microwave. No. No.
Sorry.
Not even. Number 19 was untidiness.
Okay.
But that's as good as that gets.
I've got a couple of answers
from Facebook. All right. Thank you for the call. All right.
Tony says parking space.
Parking space, dude! No.
Joshua says adjusting the air conditioning constantly. And Bethany says when older guys try to flirt with me, shutters. I work retail.
No!
She works retail.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. 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 No and no. No.
No, no, and no, and yeah. No. Look, you know what? We're out of time, basically.
We are not out of time!
Yes, we are.
Phone lines are still jammed. Static!
I got it.
All right!
It's realizing it's Monday.
Oh, man.
It's got to be on
I there. Seriously, you said, I've got it, and I was, like, dependent upon you getting it. And you didn't! You said
right.
You had it!
Thank you.
I believed him. I trusted him. Static.
Hi, I have two guesses.
Two
okay.
Guesses. Go.
The computer being down and people not showing up for work.
The computer being down or someone not showing up for work. Here's the thing. You gave us two guesses. You can only give us one. Go with one.
Oh,
Go with one.
Okay, the computer being down.
You got it! Oh. Your computer crashing is number one.
You got it.
Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Does that happen at work often for you? Does your computer crash all the time?
No, I have a new computer.
No, that's good. Good for you. I'm so happy for you.
Nice.
Because that happens to me every day.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, we work in radio, and we just constantly have computers everywhere, and the computer crashes, it seems like, every day. The sound card, something happens, this happens. The computer crashing, number one. Congratulations. It only took 70,000 guesses from people. So
you did it.
Thank you so much. Hang on the line, all right?
All right. I want to read... The top 20. Number one. Actually, we're going to start at number 20.
Number 20.
Not having time for a lunch break.
Oh, man, that happens to us regularly.
19, untidiness.
Yep.
Number 18, colleagues who take long smoking breaks.
Okay.
Number 17, someone sits at your desk without asking.
Ugh.
Number 16, people who spend time surfing the net when they should be working. 15, people who spend time on Facebook and Twitter when they should be working.
Okay.
14, you are refused a pay raise despite not having one for years.
Wow.
Gosh, you'd think that'd be like number one.
I know.
Number 13, people who gossip.
Okay.
Number 12, being overlooked for a pay raise in favor of someone else.
Oh.
Number 11, others sucking up to the boss. Number 10, you learn a colleague has been bad-mouthing you.
I feel like that would be tops of my list,
actually.
Would
that
actually.
Not be
That'd
in be there
awful.
With, like, gossip or something?
Maybe.
Number 9, people who misread / don't read emails properly.
Oh, man. Which, by the way, don't forget, today at noon, we have a meeting. A big meeting.
Number 8, murders. I'm kidding.
It's
the phone constantly ringing. Murders? Number 7. The
Dude,
boss.
That went up my nose, you jerk.
Is it annoying? Is it number 1?
Oh, man.
Number 8, the phone constantly ringing. Number 7, the boss fails to thank you for your hard work.
Oh, that's always terrible.
Whoa. Number 6, someone borrows your desk and leaves it a mess.
Okay.
Number 5, the printer won't work. Number 4, people talking while you're trying to concentrate. Please just be a little quieter.
Okay.
Number 3.
I don't understand what that's like.
A rude client.
Okay.
Or caller. Number 2, a colleague claiming credit for your work.
Oh, man.
I know.
That never happens. Here,
anytime actually. Mitch has a good idea, I just say it was mine. And it's believable because she's a girl.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. Sorry. Number 1, computer crashing.
Yeah, there you go.
Number 1. The computer crashing is the number one top annoyance at work.
I really thought that was going to get guessed, like, right away.
What about people that work outside? They don't care.
Yeah, but it's office. Like we said from the get-go, like, desk rage. I said desk rage, everyone would be like, oh, man, when your computer crashes,
desk
you're
rage.
At your desk,
desk
you
rage.
Got desk rage.
It sounds like a weird wrestling pay-per-view.
Desk rage 98. Well, I guess that's it for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Party's over. Thanks for coming.
Coming up next.
You don't have to leave, but you can't stay here.
Actually, you can.
Well,
because we got Shock Therapy
you
Live.
Stay here.
Switching gears for all you ragers at work. If you would like to get your life in order, just hang out. We got Pastor Nate Heitzig coming up next. You can talk to him all about your work rage.
Is he here?
What you got going on? Oh, yeah. He's been texting me some pretty epic answers that I will not share.
Booyah.
His number one. His number one annoyance at work. Yeah. That's it. We out. Up next,
Wait,
Shock Therapy Live.
Are we going to do what we learned? Yeah.
Of course
don't
we
forget
are.
About
of
it. What's wrong
are.
With you? I'll tell you what I learned. Steve-O forgets really important things. And to me, that's my number one annoyance.
I learned that Guardians of the Galaxy trailer that was at Comic-Con will not be released to the public ever.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
At least not yet.
I also learned that food is out to kill us.
Food is a killer, and it's ready for you.
Uh-huh.
Watch out what you eat, people.
Yep.
Or at least inspect it and make sure there's no bullets or glass.
There you go,
apparently we're running into that a lot.
Yeah.
See, what else did we learn? We learned that Wednesday is a pretty good day to talk about comic books.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a little feedback on Facebook.
Yep.
From a freelance comic book artist that said... Well, I can't find it, but he said he really appreciated us talking about it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So,
maybe he'll do some art for us.
Oh,
we need some Team Awesome Morning Party artwork. You know what I mean? We don't have any artwork yet.
So if you are a
freelance comic book dude that wants to do some free art for us.
If you're a listener and
you've got good ideas.
You're bored. Get in touch with us.
I mean, we're talking leprechauns punching people and like chairs being thrown.
We also learned in Mississippi that
it's
not
the dumbest
only,
state.
Yes, we can read. And a few of us can even write. So, take that and chew on that, America.
There you go. Man. We'll see you guys again mañana. I'm still here. I got Pastor Nate Heitzel coming in next for Shock Therapy Live.
I'm going to perk up my ears and listen.
If you missed any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. We podcast this. Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, yeah.
See you guys again mañana. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.